Lesson 2. Marketing. Part 1. Photo. Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1.
A.
The clerk is competing with others.
B.
The shoppers are comparing prices.
C.
The man is not attracting a crowd.
D.
The consumer is convincing the salesperson.
Part 2. Question response. Number 2.
Aren't pop-up ads on the internet just a fad?
A. No, they're here to stay. B. I put up with a lot. C. She's not fat.
Number 3.
Was the customer satisfied with our work?
A. All our work is customized. B. Yes, he was quite satisfied. C. I found a new customer today.
Part 3. Short conversation. Numbers 4 through 6 relate to the following conversation.
With a new store opening across the street, we'll have to work harder to compete in our market. We need to attract more customers to our store and our products.
Perhaps our ads could show some of our satisfied customers and have them talk about their experiences shopping with us. Ads like that are often persuasive.
Where do you get your inspiration? That's such a great idea. I'll call a photographer to come over and shoot pictures of people shopping in our store.
Part 4. Talk. Questions 7 through 9 relate to the following recording.
To attract new customers, we must first convince them that we offer something worthwhile. We need to inspire them to try our services just once so that they can make their own comparison. Their experience will persuade them that we are better than their competition. But what is it that we offer that makes us unique? What do you think we offer that the competition does not? We will discuss these questions during our workshop this afternoon, but our task doesn't stop there. When you go home tonight, I want each of you to think about how you can best promote our company's products so that when you meet with our store clients, you give us the best representation possible.